seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God wants us to guard our heart with all diligence for out of it the issues of life. You know, we're to put a guard around our thoughts, around our mouth, and around our heart. So we're to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We're to control our thinking. If we're not controlling our thinking, then something else is, right? What's on the inside will always manifest on the outside. It'll always show. The fruit will always show what type of tree it is. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So we want to build our hearts and our minds and our thoughts upon what God says and who God says we are in Christ and what we have now. When you start taking a real stand for God, you know, your words, people will challenge it. You know, like people said to me, you can't rule and reign in this life because it's for the next millennium. And it's just like saying, okay, well, we can't have an abundant life until the next millennium. Or it's a prosperity gospel you're teaching. Well, doesn't God show us all that in the scriptures? We know that our first love is God and Jesus Christ. And to live our lives unto him, that our first love is God. That we're to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength, and our neighbour as ourself. You know, our love for ourself is based upon God's love for us. And how we love ourselves is how we're going to be treating and helping other people, right? So our focus is God, and God doesn't want distracted. He doesn't want you seduced by other doctrines. A spirit of error is seducing you away to listen to something else. But our heart is to live unto God, to put him first, to keep him first, and to be fruitful before him, to do the things that he's putting in our heart. God wants obedience rather than sacrifice, obedience to his voice, to do what he says, and the things that he's inspiring us to do. And there's so many things in this world, but we're not to look to the world, we're to look to God. There's so many distractions that can come in if you allow it. When we get drawn away of our own desires, that can be a distraction. When we think that we know it all, that can be before God. That could be idolatry in our heart and mind, right? But we just love God. We're people here that love God and want to walk with God and want to manifest his power and want to show forth his goodness. And if we're doing what God shows us to do because we love God and we know it's going to be beneficial for us, then we're going to reap those rewards. We're going to start seeing the manifestation of those blessings. Those spiritual blessings will start becoming into the physical as we walk with God, as we do what he shows us day by day. And so our walk is a walk of love to God, love of obedience to do what God is showing us, because we know that we're going to be very much benefited. And God wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be happy every day. And it's when we're trusting in ourselves that we can start to become discouraged. When we trust in other people, or our circumstances, or our bank account, or our doctors, we can then become very discouraged. You know, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. But our love should be for God, because we know that he is real, he is light, he is love, he's a God of deliverance, he's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, he's given us great and precious promises, which are yes in Christ and amen. And that's where we should set our thoughts. We're to set our thoughts on things above, not on the things of this earth. We don't allow things into our environment. Our environment is very important. So that's our environment in our mind, in our thoughts, in our words, where we live, who we let in our lives, who we don't let in our lives, the people we listen to, who are we listening to? Are we being encouraged to go to God? Or are we being encouraged to follow a ministry? So our hearts is to direct people to God and to trust in him and to look only to him and to stay with God. And our walk is very easy. When we're resting in God, it's because we know that everything is done. Jesus Christ sat down at the right hand side of God. It is finished. And now we're complete in Christ and we're sat down with him. And we don't want to be getting up and start moving around. We stay where we are in that seated position of sonship, blessing, authority. That seated position where we can see from the spiritual aspect of our lives rather than the carnal aspect of our lives. We've now got the Spirit of Christ in us, so we're spiritual people. It's Christ in you and me, the hope of glory. We're not under any condemnation of this world or from the fall of Adam and Eve, but we're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which has made us free from the law and sin and death. People will always try and get you under a covenant of the yoke of bondage. You know, the law or traditions, classes, you need to study this, you need to do it this way. But each person is to be led by God. This is how we stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. We do what God puts in our hearts to do. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. But when we start diverting our attention, you know, when we start looking at the problem or start listening to other voices, then we become weary. You know, when we look at the circumstances, we can become weary. Elijah, a great man of God, he slew all these prophets. You know, he'd done all these wonderful miracles. And then he started to look at the circumstances because Jezebel threatened him, right? And then he went off weary into the desert and sat under a juniper tree, and an angel had to come and strengthen him. God, because God is a God of encouragement. He will always encourage his men and his women. And each one of you on here is God's man and you're God's woman. And God is with you. And God wants you to look to him. He's a jealous God. He doesn't want you to get your information or anything from any other source, but you can get it directly from God. And the scriptures are wonderful. The scriptures are perfect. They're given by inspiration of God. So when we got an understanding of that, and we got the understanding of the Spirit of God, that our information comes from God, here direct us to the scriptures, here verify the things that we're doing by that Spirit and by the scriptures. So, you know, it's not that we disregard the scriptures, we don't. But people want to tell you, oh, well, they're not going to the scriptures, you know, they can't be serious, you know, they could have a spirit of error in there. Well, what about themselves? You know, when you've got a finger pointing at one person, you've got three pointing back at yourself, right? So we pay those things no attention. It's just another distraction. You know, on Facebook I got a Grace, Love and Truth, and someone was saying, oh, you can't rule and reign in this life. I said, well, according to your faith, be it unto you. I know what the scriptures also say, and the scriptures connected to those, that promise there. You know, that we are to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ did come that we might have life, fullness of life, and have it more abundantly. And it's when we're in that living relationship with God, and we're rested in him, and we're willing to do exactly what God puts in our heart to do, that we're willing to speak forth. So when we look at all these other distractions, if we focus on them, you know, putting our ear, having an itch in ear, listen to this doctrine, that doctrine, you can become weary. And there's a great record in Galatians 6:9, and Paul was saying, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And this word faint means to be wearied out, to be utterly spiritless, to become weak, or weaken, or to grow weak, to be tired out. See, as spirit-filled believers, as people that love God with all our hearts and minds, as people that know who they are in Christ, we're not to be wearied out. And when we start to get wearied out or tired out, it's because we've taken our eyes off what we should be doing and where we should be staying. God is the world problem solver. So we can go with our answers and our solution, but God's answers and solution brings great deliverance. If you've been practicing all the things that you've been encouraged, you know, and you're not seeing much of a manifestation just yet, don't be weary in well doing, because you shall reap if you faint not. In due season you shall reap. Your due season is coming. It's due. You're due that blessing, you're due that breakthrough, you're due that labourer, you're due that ready made fields. Not due as in J-E-W, but as in D-U-E. You're due. You're due that. A faithful man shall abound in blessings. So when we keep our eyes on God, when we don't get distracted with the things of this world, our finances, our relationships, or other people within our families, then these are the things that can distract us off if we're not strong in the Lord and the power of them and his might. So God says, be strong in the Lord. You decide to be strong, and God infuses that inner strength into you. He'll give you the energy. He'll give you the strength. He'll give you the peace. You can't have strength without that peace. It's strength through peace. That's why we rest in him. Jesus Christ has done everything so we can rest. And grace is that God does the work. We allow God to do the work. We're not trying to get people to our fellowship. We're not trying to heal someone in our own strength. We're not trying to get our own finances. But we know that God is the source of all our supply. That our total source is God for everything in our life, for life and living. And when we got God first, then his church will be built. God will send those laborers when the conditions are right. But we got to be desiring that. That's our desire. My desire is that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. That's my focus. And also to encourage other people that God puts my way to look to God. I'm not connecting them to me. I'm showing, look, if you do this, you know, as God is inspiring me, then you're going to receive. And people that follow that encouragement, that receive these words gladly, then they start to become productive. The connections is very important. You know, we're to go to God, number one. We stay with God every day. And then we're not to neglect the assembling of ourselves together for fellowship. We're not lone rangers. We're not going to do it all on our own. God has brought us to the body of Christ. And there's people in that body of Christ that are walking and moving with God, that are looking to God, that are encouraging other people. And that if we stay connected, where we're going to get the encouragement, what's going to happen? You're going to be encouraged. You're going to be full of faith. You're going to be uplifted. Not only that, but you're also going to be an encourager yourself to other people. You're being encouraged to where you're connected also. So it's not that we stay silent. It's not that we stay at a distance, but that we stay connected one to another. And we keep encouraging one another. So God really wants us to be focused, know what you're doing, know his purpose for your life. He's got a perfect direction, he's got a vision, he's got a plan, and he's got a purpose for our life. And I wanted to read you a record, just to give you an example of when we do things God's way, how great things happen. And when we do things in our own strength, things don't happen. So when we're doing things in our own effort, strength and ability, things won't happen. But when we're doing it led by God, and when we're doing the things that God wants us to do, then great abundance, great open doors, God's body is being built. You know, and we got to remember that now we're born again, we got the word and ministry of reconciliation. Our job is to reconcile men and women back to God as God opens the doors for us to speak. And this record, like, really reminds me of some of the things I'm talking about now. And it's in Haggai chapter 1. And I'll read it to you. It says, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet. Right, Haggai was a prophet. He had the Spirit of God upon him. He was a prophet, and he spoke for God. By Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Joshach, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house shall be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying. So the people were saying one thing, but God was saying another. So we're either going to go by what people says, or we're going to go by what God says, right? It says, is it time? This is what God said by Haggai the prophet. Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lies waste? So he's saying, look, is it time for you just to chill out, focus on your life, focus on your things, and my body's not being built, you're not speaking my word, you're not reconciling people back to me, you're not walking in the instructions that I'm giving to the church today. And it says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Sometimes, when things are not going right for us, we just have to consider our ways. We have to slow down. What am I doing? What am I thinking? What am I speaking? Who am I fellowshipping with? Who's building me up? Who's tearing me down? Am I fellowshipping with light or darkness? What am I doing in my walk? What am I doing in my life? Am I connected in the right place, God? You need to lead me and guide me. We need to consider our ways, what we're doing. There was three or four years I was on my own because I had so many different things go wrong for me that God got me on my own, so that he could speak to me, work in me, and then get me connected again, because I needed that connection. All of us need connections, right? All of us, and we need the right connection. And the first connection is our connection to God, and then the connection where God wants us to be fed. So God wants you to be fed, to feed you the right nourishment of the food that he wants you to eat, your spiritual diet, which is going to make you healthy and strong. Anyone that has a physical diet, everyone can have different types of diet. There's many different types of diet out there, and not one diet will suit another person, right? So you pick the diet that works for you, and then you put yourself committed to it. You've got to stay faithful to do that diet. You've got to change your thinking, because if you're used to eating however you want, and then you're going on a diet, then you've got to cut some certain foods out. And it's no different on the spiritual level, right? It's no different on that spiritual level. So God says, consider your ways to these guys here. He says, you have sown much. Now, we read in Galatians that we shall reap if we faint not. In due season we shall reap. Before that, it was talking about what a man sows, that shall he reap, right? You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into bags with holes. They were earning a living, they were building their own little houses, making their own little lives comfy and cozy, but God's house wasn't being built. And they were earning money, and their money would seem to go absolutely nowhere for them, right? It wasn't going anywhere. Then it says, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. That's established. God wants us, all of us, daily we can consider our ways, what we're going to do and what we're not going to do. So God says, consider your ways. So he's reproving them, but then he gives them instruction what to do. In verse 8 it says, go up to the mountain and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. So God says, look, now you take care of my house first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? You take care of my house first, then I'll be glorified. Then I'm going to be happy in that area. He says, you look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Why did I blow upon the things that you was trying to gather in? I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of my house, that is waste. And ye run every man to your own house. You're all doing your own thing, he was saying to him, basically. You're not taking care of my business. And I know, when I went full-time, God said to me, Lawrence, you take care of my business, and I will take care of your business. And God is faithful to his word, right? God wants to be first. He really wants to be 100% first. Not in one area of your life, but in all your areas of your life. And he knows you can't do it by your own strength, so you go to him to help you to keep him first in all those areas. The areas that you know he needs to be first, because you're knowing the depths of your heart where he's not first. You know in the depths of your heart where you're doing it from your own will, because you think it's right. But when we go to God and ask for his direction, his wisdom, he'll give us that perfect wisdom. And when we start to apply that perfect wisdom from God in lifetime, then we start to benefit, we start to grow, we start to prosper. Verse 10 says, therefore the heavens over you is stayed from dew, and the earth stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon the labours of thine hand. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Joshach, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord. God gave the correction, and then people started to obey that. They started to obey the voice of the Lord their God. And the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. See, God's with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us, right? But he will put the things in order that are wanting. No, even Paul said to Titus, you know, you set in order the things that are wanting. And what's wanting is that God wants to be first. He wants you to go to him. He wants to lead you by his spirit so that you can receive all the things that he wants you to have, and that you can be fruitful, and he can send to you the laborers. The doors will open that you can really, you know, grow in number, and that you can bring people from darkness to light, that you're blessed, the people that are being born again are blessed, they're healed, they're delivered, they're set free. That was the purpose of the Son of God, right? He came to destroy the works of the enemy, right? And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josach, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. So when God goes to work and people respond, then the people get blessed. When we leave God out, when we're not putting God first in those areas, then we think, oh, everything was going okay, what happened? You know, it may be because we just momentarily got distracted, or we get comfortable where we are, but we don't stay strong in God and in the power of His might, seeking His heart, seeking His direction, praying for those laborers, staying connected. God wants you to do that because it's a great benefit, it's a great blessing. And we see the great benefits of this in the church, in India and Nepal. These guys, they stay connected to their leaders, but they're all free to move with God. And they're following the encouragement and the sound words given to them. And each person, everyone's encouraged, start your own fellowship. That's why it's spreading like wildfire. Because these guys are going to God, they're praying for the leaders, they're devoted to God, they're dedicated to God. They're committed to God, to do His work. Like, God is first, 100%. And they're sticking in there. And then they start to flourish and grow and prosper in every area. And more fellowships are growing. People are being added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And it's going to happen in UK and Europe. It's already began. So God says, look, don't be weary in well-doing. If you're doing everything right, and you're not seeing much results, you're not seeing much fruit, God bless you, Jason, and you're not seeing much fruit, God says, you just stay faithful doing, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said something, he's going to do it, guys. If you're honoring God, then you will prosper. He will multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. If you're praying with desire for those laborers, God will send you those laborers. In the meantime, when nothing seems like it's happening, you just, that's a great opportunity to stay with God, to stay strong, to keep desiring, keep focusing, keep encouraging, keep fellowshipping. And, you know, you're creating your spiritual atmosphere with God, right? You're making the conditions right for everything to grow and flourish. Just like if I was planting a seed in an unprepared garden, we might get some seeds come up and grow, but the others might die off because the ground wasn't prepared. So we keep ourselves with God, and it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So God is leading everything. And I put a teaching up on the website from last Thursday called You Rest, God Works. Let God do the work. You know, you just rest in Him, and you can rest in Him when you know who you are in Christ. When we start diverting and going to this teaching, that teaching, itching ears, and we're going here, there and everywhere, and we're not really following and practicing, you know, then we're not going to see that growth that we so much desire. God says, look, just stay with me. Just practice the things that are being encouraged. Just be faithful with them. You're abounding in those blessings. And God is a God of abundance. He wants you to expect that in your life. That's not the be-all and end-all of everything, but is a manifestation and a fruit of us walking with God and His blessings in our life. It's an indication that we are moving with God, that we are stewards of what He gives us, that we are putting the things to work for us. And like speaking in tongues, the more we're faithful speaking in tongues, that, you know, the fruits of the Spirit in us as we're being led by the Spirit of God starts to develop in us and grow. And, you know, and our wisdom and our spiritual wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ is just coming and flowing and taking shape in our life. And the great thing about doing the one-on-ones for me is I get greatly encouraged, man, because I'm able to give, I'm able to encourage, and God really does work to meet every single need for the person and for me. And it's great to see that when someone is actually connecting with a focus, to, because they want to move forward, they want to better their life, they want to strengthen their walk. When they're connected and they're following the encouragement and they're getting the results, what a great joy. Number one, it brings glory to God. Number two, it shows the person that what's being fed to them is the right meat, is the right diet. Number two, it encourages the minister because they're ministering these things before God. They're depending upon God and they're not depending upon their own wisdom. They're not depending upon their own knowledge. But they're being led and encouraged and inspired by God. And all I've done, like I said, I know I keep saying it, But I will say it again, because it needs to be said. All I've done since I come back from India is stayed faithful to what I've been encouraged. Okay, so what I've been encouraged was, Lawrence, you go to God. You give him your desires. You speak in tongues. You honor God. You speak by the Spirit. You encourage God's people. And just do daily what God puts in your heart. And each of us every day has a need in our heart somewhere. You know, we can have a great blessed week, but every day you're waking up with some type of need within your heart and in your mind. And when we're just bathing and taking a shower with all these wonderful principles, every day we feel fresh and clean and we feel focused. It's not because we feel it, because we are that way. And so when things come up, it just bounces off us. Yeah, challenges and situations come up, but we don't focus on it. We don't give it consent. In fact, we refute it. We speak to it. We call it out. We pray it out as well. And God wants you to go to him with all your desires, what's in your heart and life. And also ask God for his desires. God, what would you have me do? Now, I got my idea of what I want to do, but I don't want to be building my own house. But I want to be building yours. So what would you have me do? Okay, the encouragement so far is to come to you, go to you first. I'm being encouraged to go to you, to depend upon you. And I'm being encouraged to speak in tongues. I'm being encouraged to be led by your Spirit and to speak by that Spirit. I'm being encouraged to honor you. So Father, I'm doing these things faithfully. Now I expect results. And if it's wrong, you need to show me. But you will get results, because I know that you get them if you stay faithful doing them. And like I mentioned a couple of times before, why would we change anything that works? If you're doing something and you see it works for you because God's put it in your heart to do it, and then you change it because you think, well, I'm going to change this recipe here, then you start, oh, nothing's happening. Oh, I'm lacking. Oh, there's no open doors. Oh, I don't feel so great. But when you stay faithful following the encouragement that God's given to you, you know, from the Spirit of God, through the ministers, through your reading and meditation of the Scriptures, what God's showing you, when you're doing that, then you'll always be strong. You know, and you decide every day to be strong. The emotional side of us can bring us down if we allow it to. But like I told you before, emotion starts with a thought. So we just change our thinking. We say what God says. We say the heavenly words. And then we build that image of Christ in us. That image of Christ in us will manifest on the outside of us. If we are receiving fear, listening to the news, Russia this, coronavirus that, passports this, Boris Johnson that, right, we're looking at all that stuff, it will bring your faith down if you pay attention and consider the words. So, you know, like if someone says something to you about somebody else, you could think, oh, not terrible. Oh, that's really, there may be a bad situation that's gone on. But God doesn't want you to dwell on that bad situation. You can pray and lift it up and leave it and let it go. So God is saying to you tonight, just let go, let God, stay focused. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't become worn out and weared out. Don't faint in your mind. Because that's where the competition is between your ears, isn't it? And we're to set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. So we stay focused with God. That's all you got to do. Practice the things daily. Just be blessed. If you're being attacked in your heart and mind, pick up the phone. Right? Don't be so proud. Pick up the phone. Doesn't mean someone's better than you because you're connecting with them. It just means that they're there to serve. It's a service. It's a ministry. And so God wants you to use that for your benefit. You can go directly to God first. I encourage you, everyone, go to God first. You seek him. And he'll direct you what to do. But he's not going to have you not connect where you can be connected. And he wants you to have a stable diet. But we're listening to this teacher, that teacher, this teacher, that teacher. Oh, this was great. Oh, this brilliant teacher. All from different ministries. You're going to become confused and fat. And it's going to slow you down. And then you're going to be worried, what is the truth? Because this wonderful minister I like over here is saying this. But the other wonderful minister I like over there is saying that. Oh, but and that other minister I like, he's saying different to both of them. I've been there, guys. It brings confusion, and God is not the author of confusion, but the God of peace, is as in all the churches of the saints. Those that are being led by God, those that are encouraging God's people. They're not looking to build their ministries, but they're looking to build the body of Christ. They're looking to encourage God's people to go to God. And that's all we have to do. So this is what just come to my heart, just based upon some of the things that God has personally been showing me, and some of the things speaking with different people from around the world and at home. You know, God just wants you to be at peace, be at rest. He's got everything in hand. He says, look, don't worry about them. Just focus with me. I'll take care of that. You take care of my business. And while you're taking care of my business, my son, my daughter, I'm taking care of everything else. Your finances, your health, your relationships, your work that I've got for you. I'm taking care of that. Just focus with me. Stay with me. Relax. Be at peace. Chill out. Take a chill pill, the gospel, the gospel, and everything's great. You know, everything is wonderful. And so that's what we say, not everything is bad, everything's going wrong, but everything is great. And God is at work in all of my situation. You know, the entrance of his words brings light and dispels the darkness. So this is how I stay at peace. I haven't been anywhere. I've literally been in this house apart from when we've gone away for a weekend or a week with Leanne and my grandkids. That's the only places I've been, guys. And maybe a day out to the safari park or whatever. But the majority of these 2 years I've been in this house. And before, if I wasn't in that place of peace, I'd be freaking out. Well, I'm not doing God's work because I'm not traveling. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not being invited anywhere. This lockdown was a good thing for me because it just helped me to stay with God, to stay at peace. And if you've got to think to yourself, when you look at these prophets in the Old Testament scriptures, we read their life, but there were periods of time that nothing was going on, nothing was recorded about them. We look at their life as we read it as if it all happened there and then, but there was periods and years of times. There was 40 years. What happened in those 40 years with Moses?
Nothing.
He was tending his sheep, father-in-law's sheep, and all, or whatever he was doing there in the desert, whatever you do in the desert, right? There was periods. What was Jesus doing for 30 years before his ministry began? You know, so he was building his relationship with God. He was walking with his father. There was periods of time, but in due season, when you need to take off, you will take off. And you can take off as you give your desires to God, stay with him, stay practicing, stay encouraged, stay saying the right things. Don't let any negatives come out of your mouth. See yourself as who you truly are. You are a son and daughter of God, seated at the right hand side of God. You are beloved, and you have an inheritance, and you have an eternal life, and you have power in this earth to move for God. You are God's point of contact in this earth to reach out to others. You are very powerful because that's what God says you are. And so that's what we say about ourselves and each other. We don't run each other down. We don't talk behind each other's backs. This Lawrence is that, or this Frank is this, or this Marie's that, or this Cathy Clark's this. That's going to tear you down. You're tearing yourself down when you speak negative about other people. I'm not saying anyone is, but it's just coming to my heart to say that. So we speak heavenly good words. We say what we want, not what we see. So that's what I wanted to share.